Hey everyone, it's Christy Whitman. Welcome to the Desire Factor podcast. We have an incredible show on choosing the essence of your desire. Just to remind you that this month we have a healing event. That's a virtual healing event on April 22nd. And we also have our quantum light shift coming up on the 14th, which is 60 minutes of working with the council. And we work on a different theme every month. And the theme this month is really connecting with the essence of purpose and passion. Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Hi, Christy. I have a request.
Yeah, yes.
I think we should change this podcast to call it The Desire Factor with Rob. Because okay. I was reminded at the healing event that people were coming up to me and saying, hey, I really liked you on the podcast. I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe this is about me and not about Christy anymore. And that.
Well, I could leave if you'd like. So everybody, Rob Trigg.
Yeah. Okay. And we're going to end this on that note and have a great day. It's the shortest podcast in history.
Cute. See ya.
No, I had forgotten to say that I really enjoyed meeting a lot of people. And we had a great time there at that healing event.
It was a great time. Yeah. I know. And even before that, the women that were with me in the Sedona retreat, they were like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to meet Rob. They're like, they were so excited that you were going to be at the healing event. So
I couldn't believe how many people came up and said hi to me and that they listen regularly. And I think they wanted to say you play the perfect buffoon to Christy, but they didn't. They were very polite and said they enjoyed the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I enjoyed doing it with you. I'm glad that you're with me because it wouldn't be the same if it was just me. So, you know, thank you, Rob.
And thank you
for everybody appreciating Rob. You know, isn't it nice to know when you're just kind of doing your thing, the effect that you have, the influence that you have on other people?
You forget. Because literally we're in a studio and you forget that you're actually really reaching out to a lot of people and affecting lives, you know, and I've kind of known this in the back of my head back when I was in rock radio. And this is when I had hair. That's how long ago that was. I used to do something called the Triglet du Jour. And if you recall back in the early 80s, there was a thing called the Sniglet. And they said it was any word that doesn't belong in the dictionary, but should. To give you an example, if two police officers are talking, their cars are parked back and forth to each other and they're talking, they call that Adam 69. So I did one where I went on the air and I said, today's Triglet du Jour is the Shetland ponytail. And that's where a guy is pretty much has no hair except for that little tiny ponytail in the back of his head. And I've forgotten.
I know a guy like that.
Yeah, and I had forgotten all about that. And I was at an event and this guy comes up to me and he says, yeah, I used to have a Shetland ponytail. I go, oh, really? And he goes, yeah, as soon as I heard you make fun of it, I cut it off. Now, I was just trying to come up with some sort of funny bit for the radio, thinking it would not affect people. They'd get a quick laugh on it. But the guy actually took it to heart, cut off his Shetland ponytail.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I just had that happen yesterday when I was at the Pilates studio. This woman walked up to me and she goes, I just want to thank you. And I go, me? Because Jody was next to me. And I go, why? And she goes, this place wouldn't exist if it wasn't for you. And this is my happy place. And I can't imagine my life if this place didn't exist.
And that's true. You're the one who gave her the idea and said, encourage her to start that studio. And yeah, you forget the influence that you have.
Yeah. And I was so touched. I was like, wow, you know, so we also appreciate hearing it. And so I'm sure it, you know,
it made me smile. I was smiling ear to ear that day. Met a lot of people.
Well, I'm looking forward to doing more because these are clients that were in that room that have worked intimately with the council or myself, some of them for, you know, many of them like Maria since 2015, for her or all of them to be like, wow, the energy in the room and the live feeling the council and feeling the energy in that room, feeling, you know, seeing us interact or Frederick and I interact or them meeting Alex, that energy, even in the room when the council comes through, it's palpable. You can feel the difference, even though you feel it or sense it on Zoom or when you're listening to the podcast, there you could feel there's a difference, but it's like totally amplified in person. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Today, we're talking about choosing the essence of your desire. So have you ever stopped to ask yourself why you want the things that you want? Why do you want financial abundance? It's amazing. I've been coaching for well over 20 years. And I would ask people this too, because even in the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, which is the Law of Attraction certification program for coaches that's been around since 2008, it's amazing. I'm so proud of that program and that course. And the coaches talk about impact and the ripple effect. The coaches that have come off of or out of that program and then have touched lives that I will never know. And it's just, it's amazing. But anytime I've asked someone, what do you want? And they said, well, I want financial abundance or financial freedom. You know, ask them why. Why do you want that? And the answers that I always get is freedom, right? I want to feel free or I want to feel secure. Those are the two biggest answers. Some of them get variations of, I want to feel settled or I want to feel content. Right. But it's around that. We all want that financial abundance because we either want to have that security to feel that we're okay, that I have enough of what I need, or because we want to spend it, because we want to go on a vacation, or we want to buy a different house, or we want to, there's reasons why people want to have financial abundance. But what is it for you? You know, like, why do you want to be physically fit? Why do you want to have a loving, intimate partner with your soulmate? So for each of these things that you have said you want, just for a moment, go deeper than each of these different circumstances, right? Ask yourself, why do I really want this? Like, what's underneath the desire for it? What's the why? And what you'll discover is that behind every single desire, whether it's big or small or superficial or deep, doesn't matter. There's no judgment on that. There's a desire to experience a certain feeling, right? So for an example, at the essence of a desire for financial prosperity, like we talked about, might be that freedom, that security, that worthiness, that self-love, that power is another one. I want to feel powerful, right? Maybe you want to feel proud, or you want to feel seen, or you want to feel important, or you just desire to be loved. But here's the thing, whatever it is, freedom, security, worthiness, pride, self-love, those are not tangible things that any of us can pick up and drink from or sit on or go to the bank and spend, right? You can't place them in a shopping cart and ask the cashier to ring you up for freedom. Can I buy some more freedom? You know, we've been conditioned to think that lots of money, for example, is the ticket to experiencing these intangible feelings. And most of us, some of us spend our entire lives chasing whatever it is we believe will bring us that kind of inner fulfillment. And so like the formula that most of us learned goes something like this: when I achieve X, then I will feel Y. Sorry for all of you people that don't like math.
All of a sudden we did algebra. I think she saw my eyes glaze over with the algebra problem. Two trains are leaving Chicago and LA and they're traveling and you're like, oh no. I hope the teacher doesn't call on me now.
I used to cry over those word problems. And my dad, my dad and my sister, so mathematically inclined. And my dad could just see the numbers and it would just all make sense to him. And he'd be like, just take the numbers. And I'm like, why? I don't care what the train's doing. I just know what time I need to be. And I've never taken a train. So why does this? I would cry. It was like, oh my.
My father's an engineer. So my mom would tell him to hang a picture and then leave the house for 4 hours because the laser levels and the calculators would come out. I know exactly what you're talking about. If this, then that.
Then that. Yeah. And each of us solves for X according to our own value system.
See, you said that you would never use that. You'd never use geometry or calculus in real life, but here it is. It's finally, this is the reason we kind of paid attention in sophomore mathematics, for this exact reason. If this, then that.
Right?
Right, yeah,
and what's absolutely. And what's the X? Like, if I achieve X, what's the X? Then I will feel Y. What are we putting in there? What's the X and what's the Y? And really, like, what is the Y that you want anyways? Because each of us decides what, when I achieve this, whether it's money, a relationship, a bigger house, a company, another level of success in a company, getting on a game show, when I achieve this, then I will feel what? And the what, again, some of us believe when we finally find the right man, or when we have the child, or when we get that big promotion, or, you know, maybe we think we'll feel lovable or worthy when we reach our ideal body weight or move into the house of our dreams, get that ideal closet, whatever it is. The essence of every desire is an energy stream, a vibration, a feeling state that we are truly seeking. That's what we're wanting. And once we understand this, we make a quantum leap in our power to manifest. So here's the universal principle I'd like everybody to consider. Learning to connect with and vibrate in energetic resonance with the essence of what you want to manifest. That's that why, right? While it exists in the unmanifested form, is the key to attracting it into your life. Let me say that again. Learning to connect with, vibrate with, marinate in, have that part of your energy intermix. That's with the essence, with that feeling, with that state. So learning to connect with and vibrate in energetic resonance with the essence of what you want to manifest while it exists in unmanifested form, that's the key to attracting it in your life. Meaning, if I just had money, I would feel free, right? Money is the X, Y is the free. I could feel freedom right now by connecting with the feeling of freedom. And by me feeling that sense of freedom, I now draw to me the things that will show up in form, such as a pile of money or an opportunity that could bring more money, or a real estate deal, or, you know, something that would then bring you and continue to resonate with the feeling you're feeling. Now you're drawing it to you so you can continue that momentum of that particular energy of freedom. You need a moment on that one?
No, I was in deep thought, because like my two things that I always try to vibrate with is health and wealth. Health and wealth. And I feel healthy and I feel wealthy. But one of the things that I always try to do, instead of letting the universe bring it to me in the way it's, I always like look for little signs and go, oh, this must be the way. And then I go out and try and attempt that, when I should really just, I've got the feeling, I've got the vibration, let it happen. It's yeah. going to happen. Not me going out and seeking, oh, this must be what, or how I'm going to make my next $1 million. Because what I've been trying to do is really, and marinate was the greatest word you used in that. I marinate in these feelings. I just sit here, I am wealthy and healthy. And it's amazing that I don't have the plan. I don't try and figure the plan out. The plan just seems to be happening. Magical, I think. That's the word, magical.
It is magical. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Because you're not efforting. And it doesn't mean you don't take action.
No, that's no, true. If the opportunity presents itself, I'm like, well, here it is. It's unfolding. I didn't plan it this way. I didn't sit here and come up with my 10-point plan to become this. Here's an opportunity, though. I'm not going to say no to the opportunity because I just want it to magically appear. I still do things.
Yes.
But they seem to just unfold in front of me magically. It's wonderful. And it's just a feeling I've really connected with. And it's been pretty cool when you think about it. It is so cool to just sit there and go, really? Oh, so that's why that happened. Oh, this is how this is going to unfold. Years ago, I found out through the doctor that I had type 2 diabetes because I wasn't in any kind of shape or taking care of myself. But in a way, even though now that I'm more understanding the thoughts that I have now through time and space got me to that doctor to fix the problem. Because now that I know that I had it, I could fix it by eating better. Not only did I eat better and fix my blood sugar problem, then my weight started coming down and then my health started improving through the quantum mechanics is what I called it. I didn't know what before I met you and really started, you know, hanging out with you. I just know that time and space.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I know. But time and space doesn't really it's exist not real. in the quantum world. So the work I'm doing now affected me back then, even though I didn't know it, if that yes. makes any sense. Health and wealth, does that mean my body becomes this perfect machine?
It already is a perfect machine.
Yeah, it guided me to take care of that problem 5 years ago by changing, even though now is when I'm doing my work. Isn't that kind of weird? I mean,
you know what? No, magical, I know exactly what you're saying. You know, I have a perfect example. So I know exactly what you're saying. Okay. You know, when Alex was 6 years old, he had a period of about a month where he ran into three things with his head, and two of them were pretty severe. He was running at a play. They had a field trip at school, took a little bus, you know, and they were running and a kid was running after him. They were playing and he ran smack into a pole. Ouch. And they thought that he cracked and broke his nose. So they rushed him to the hospital, the ER. And, you know, and I had healers working on him. I was working on him. And the next morning he didn't wake up with like black eyes. His nose wasn't broken. Like we hadn't seen a doctor. It was just remarkable. It was amazing. And then about a month later, I was in Montreal. I was with my assistant at the time and her family. And we're sitting outside eating and there's this beautiful lake and there's lots of trees. And her son and my two boys were running and same thing. Alex was looking behind him and we heard it. It was like,
again,
right? He Ow. Ran into a tree.
Ow.
And I mean, his, you know, it was black and blue and green and purple. It was all colors of the rainbow and it was protruding. And so these two times we didn't think about it, but these two times had impact on his brain. And since that time, he was starting to become like when he would play soccer or try to play football, he would hurt himself. He kept getting injuries. Well, you know, when counsel was talking about it, he decided to do a backflip in gym class. We're all like, that was really smart. But what happened was he now started working with the counsel and he also started working with a brain specialist to help where there's energetic blocks, my friend Bill McKenna, and I'll have him on the show at some point. And he was doing exercises with Alex and the counsel told Frederick that this was a blessing that he did that because this treatment that the counsel's now doing on him and also Bill was doing on him helped heal those places where he had blocks in his brain. And as he's developing those blocks in his brain that didn't think through, maybe it's not a good idea that I try this. I don't know, really know how to do it.
Right.
That very thing is what led him to make that decision to help heal his brain. How amazing
yes.
is that?
Yes.
Right? Because, and we were even talking about that. We were talking about, he was frustrated with, why do I keep getting injured? And it's like, well, get into that essence of feeling, like you were saying, feeling healthy, feeling like you can follow through and succeed. And he was playing with the essence because connecting with the essence is like plugging into the universal stream of energy that exists everywhere at all time and is accessible to every single one of us. So let's talk about three tips really quick for aligning with the essence of your desire. Number one is identify something. We've been talking about this the whole podcast. Identify something that you've wanted to create for some time. Maybe an hour, a day. It could be 10 years, but you want to create it. And it could be a wish or dream, like taking an exotic trip. Maybe it's an ideal condition, like starting your own business or reaching your optimal weight. You may have a specific goal in mind, which is writing a book, having a child, maybe completing a creative project like a book, whatever it is. Envision clearly and exactly what it is you would like to create or accomplish. Take that mental picture. See it like you're watching a movie inside of your head, or you're flipping through your phone and you're seeing mental images of you in that place, you walking on the beach, you in that relationship laughing, you in that dream home, you in that new business. See a picture, see an image of that. And then once you've identified what you want, begin to ask yourself why. What do you think the fulfillment of this particular picture or image, but the fulfillment of this desire that you now have as a mental construct, what will that enable you to do? In what ways do you think it will change the kind of person you consider yourself to be? Most importantly, how do you believe you will feel having created this for yourself? Take some time to think with this question. How would you feel if you had already fulfilled this desire? You have the money. You have the better health. You have the partner. You're living with the partner. You have the child. You have the baby. Your child's in college. You've left that relationship. You've got the landscape. The project is completed. How do you feel? What's that feeling? That's the essence of the desire. That's that principle of having, which we talk about in the Desire Factor book. And lastly, begin to imagine this desire as if it was already fulfilled. It's connecting to that bottom line feeling or energy that you want to experience from it. And I like to think of this like putting the perfectly fitting clothing of a version of me who has manifested this desire. It's like you're putting on that perfect outfit that fits perfectly. That has already manifested. See yourself literally wearing that vibration of joy, that vibration of abundance, wearing that vibration of freedom or love or whatever essential vibration you're reaching for. Feel this essence flowing through your body, flowing through your mind, through your emotions. Feel it pulsating in your belly, in your power center, just above your belly button. Allow this vibration to just rearrange your physical body. Let it literally reconstruct itself. Allow this vibration, the presence and your posture, just to be activated by it. Just imagine it infusing your mindset, your thoughts, just effortlessly directing you towards new choices and actions. And just affirm to yourself that since everything is energy, and energy is the essence of your desire, you already have. You already are that which you are seeking. So choosing to stay in alignment with and in love with the essence of your desires is the secret to so many things in life. But first, it's the secret to attracting all that you desire. It's also the secret to overcoming any circumstance, especially contrasting circumstances. What you don't want. So in every moment, we have the profound choice to focus on what has already manifested and feel then, or to focus on what is in the process of becoming. When we align with the essence of anything we desire, we are truly using our power as deliberate creators. What we give our attention to, we draw to ourselves on the current of our vibration.